Good afternoon and welcome to the 16th season of live performances by talented young musicians on Valley Public Radio. This is Young Artists Spotlight. Support for Young Artists Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturges. And now to the Bonner Performing Arts Studio. Here's George Mason.
We begin this year's season of Young Artist Spotlight with, perhaps advisedly, reversing the order of our Valley Public Radio legal ID this way, KPRX Bakersfield, and oh, by the way, KVPR Fresno, because we begin this 16th season with young artists who have made their way a couple of hours up Highway 99 and successfully locating us here in the KVPR Bonner Studio in Fresno. And as always, we invite the listener to log on to kvpr.org for photos from here in the studio. Some have been posted already, and there will be more as the afternoon goes on. Longtime Valley Public Radio supporter B. Barman wanted us to meet the Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet. The Youth Symphony itself is already with its first of the season concert behind it, the next one April 6th. But again, we have the Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet here with us today. They all attend Stockdale High School, and they tell us that makes rehearsing quite convenient. We have Henry Song, violin, and Sharon Hong, violin, and Liang Zhao, viola, and Sebastian Lee, cello, and their coach is Becky Brooks, recently retired concertmaster of the BSO. We're going to be speaking to each of them. They're going to be bringing us first one of the Brandenburg concertos, the first movement anyway, and we're going to speak first with Henry Song, and then we'll get to the rest of the members as we move on. Henry, what brought you to the quartet?
Mrs. Brooks.
Mrs. Brooks did. When did you start?
I started when I was 8 in Korea.
And where was that?
Korea, South Korea.
Oh, in South Korea, and you brought your talents here.
I did.
You plan on taking this much further, or is it just something to keep you busy while you're in your teen years? I might add, you're, 17, right?
Yes, I'm 17, very old, and it's just a hobby for now. I haven't taken it seriously yet.
And the other members here would probably disagree with you. I'm thinking silently that you'd probably take this. And you've been with the Youth Symphony for 4 years and the Honor Orchestra of Kern County for 4 years. And what is the first number here?
Brandenburg Concerto, number 3.
The first movement of the Brandenburg Concerto, number 3. We'll get to the other members. And again, we have Henry Song and Sharon Long and Jiang Zhao and Liang Zhao and Sebastian Lee, and we have the string quartet from the Bakersfield Youth Symphony, Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
The Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet sounding mighty fine here on a live Young Artist Spotlight Wednesday afternoon from Valley Public Radio, Fresno and Bakersfield. Henry, one more question of you before moving on to the other violinist here, Sharon, about the beginning in Korea. Can you give us a little background on that?
Yeah, I started off because my mom promised me to buy a BB gun as a toy if I started playing violin.
Strange motivations, but they all count.
Yeah, it does. It helped me a lot.
Okay, now are there any other promises? I need to ask this. Are there any other promises of gifts or other rewards if you keep playing the violin?
I honestly don't know the answer to that question. Well,
it's only because you haven't come up with one yet, but I'm pretty sure you will. Our other violinist, pardon the word other, but Sharon Hong here, age 15. Good afternoon, Sharon.
Good afternoon to you, too.
You're sounding quite well here, the four of you.
Oh, thank you.
A little bit of background on yourself.
I'm a sophomore at Stockdale High School.
And 8.5 years playing the violin, you told me, right?
Yes.
And what is this, 7.5 years, the piano also?
Oh, yeah, my mom's a pianist, so she was like I looked up to her, and when I was little, she played piano, and I wanted to do it as well.
Okay, now she's not listening now. So let me ask you, if I can, this is not a fair question, but I'm known for answering those. Violin, piano, which do you like best?
Violin.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. And what do you have for us now? One of the Mozart rondos, which is this?
From Mozart, number six.
And here we are, the Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet. And by the way, they're dressed to the nines. I really hope you get to go to the website and see some photos.
Thank you.
A Mozart Rondo from the Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet and violinist Sharon Hong, we spoke with a moment ago, let's tell you anyway, maybe a little embarrassed by this, but come on, 3 command performances and 5 superiors for the CMEA, and as mentioned, playing the piano for almost as long as the violin. Now we move to viola, and it's Liang Zhao, and age?
14.
And how long with the viola?
5 years.
And how did that start?
Well, that started in 5th grade. The schools, they said they have orchestra, and I always wanted to play a string instrument, and that's why I started playing viola.
But you also play?
Piano and Chinese violin.
Oh, how did that start?
Well, the piano, my family members, all of them have been playing piano, but then they stopped halfway, so I wanted to carry on, sort of the musicals, family singing, yeah.
What is it like playing in the, I had the privilege of playing in an orchestra once, very briefly, short story, won't even bother you with the short version of it, but what is the experience of sitting in an orchestra and hearing all the parts around you? That's what I enjoy the most.
Well, probably many people listen to CDs of orchestras, but then when you're actually sitting inside, the sound effects is way better than the CDs and things. Yeah.
Especially if you're the hornist sitting in front of the timpani.
Yeah.
What do you have for us now?
We'll be playing 2 folk songs for string orchestra. There'll be 2 parts to it. The first part is Londonderry Air, and the second part is Arkansas Traveler.
And we look forward to both. The Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet entertaining us here on Young Artist Spotlight, Valley Public Radio, live from the Bonner Studio. Thank you. In live performance, we are hearing the Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet, the symphony orchestra itself, in the Youth Symphony Orchestra itself in Bakersfield, as we understand from a fine article in the Bakersfield Californian, in a rebuilding year, four bass players, all new, and we're given to understand 16 new members in the woodwind section, and also the cello section. Oh, this brings to mind Sebastian Lee here, who is 15 years old. Sebastian, how about the cello section this year?
The cello section this year is definitely new, just like I am, but very promising.
Tell us a bit about your experience with the orchestra and with the quartet. What do you get out of it? What do you really appreciate?
Well, most of my life I've been playing school music that they give us, so it's just like, you know, movie themes and, you know, things that they write for younger kids. Mm-hmm. And playing with the Bakersfield Youth Symphony, like, really opened me up to actual classical music and, like, opened up my boundaries of what I've been playing.
Which leads me to a question I really could have been asking the rest of you. What other kind of music do you like when you're not doing this?
Well, I can't speak for them, but me personally, I really enjoy classical music, but if I'm not listening to classical music or practicing, I'm listening to alternative rock, I would say.
Oh, I see. And we're standing next to Liang Zhao, and you too?
I enjoy listening to this, orchestral music from movies and things, and also classical, like piano music, like Chopin.
And again, you play the piano, but you prefer the viola, right?
I like both of them equally.
Sebastian, back to you. Thank you. And thanks, Leon. How much time do you practice every day? Nobody's listening.
I can't really put an hour to how much I practice, but I definitely should be practicing a lot more than I normally do. But I do have to say that when I do practice, it's definitely not a chore. I really do enjoy playing the cello.
Oh, that's so good to hear. And you must, because you started out in the violin, am I correct?
Yeah. When they introduced us to playing instruments in elementary school, I started out with the violin for 2 years, and then come junior high, I switched to the cello, and I've been playing ever since.
Do you pick up the violin at all?
Occasionally, my brother plays it. I sound pretty horrid, but it's... Brings back memories.
We find that hard to believe. What do you have next for us? And this will be the concluding number this afternoon, I believe.
Yeah, it's a very famous quartet by Mozart. I don't want to butcher its name, but it'll speak for itself.
It certainly is. It is the, I have it in front of me now. I thought I had it in front of me.
Help me out.
Oh, Eine kleine Nachtmusik. That's what it is. The first movement in any event. The Bakersfield String Quartet from the Youth Symphony Orchestra in Bakersfield. Thank you. Precision, and their ages are 14, 15, 15, and 17. Their coach is Becky Brooks, recently retired concertmaster, Bakersfield Symphony Orchestra. They all attend Stockdale High School, Henry Song, Sharon Hong, and Liang Zhao, and Sebastian Lee, the Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet. Remember, if it's the 3 o'clock hour on a Wednesday in February, March, or April on Valley Public Radio, it's another live broadcast of Young Artist Spotlight. And again, see kvpr.org for more studio photos to go up, even more than we see right now, and for a recording of today's and all season broadcasts. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Research and scheduling support from Christina Herrick and B. Barman. Production for Valley Public Radio, Don Weaver. Next week, and they were here last year, Hannah and Megan Tran, the Zither Sisters of Bakersfield. Probably here with their floor model Zithers, as we had last year. I'm George Mason. Glad you were here.